Thanks for clicking on our podcast. This is John Fraser, and with my partner in wine down in the Cape, Michael Olivier, each week we taste the very best that the Cape has to offer in wines or spirits, whatever tickles our fancy, and hopefully it'll tickle yours as well. And once again, you're listening to Divine Intervention, and for the second week in a row, I think it is, we're trying a couple of beers. Why are we doing it? Well, we like our wines, but from time to time, it's nice to have variety, and it's nice to know that South Africa and the rest of the world are producing beers that are not only good for dealing with your thirst, but they can also provide aesthetic delight as well. Before we introduce the beers, I'd like to introduce our food and wine guru in Cape Town, Michael Olivier. Michael, great to chat to you.
John, thank you.
And our Joburg tasting panel, we have Jeremy Sampson, a branding legend, Mike Schisler, an economic legend, Chris Gilmore, an analytical legend, and Debbie Fenn Flyman, a Cape wine master, so she's a winey legend. Great to have you all with us.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the first of these beers, Michael Olivier, has a green label. It's called Devil's Peak Pale Ale, if my lack of glasses doesn't get me into trouble again.
Absolutely. I think, you know, if any of our listeners are coming down to the Cape, this is a brewery that's well worth visiting. It's got a wonderful view of Table Mountain. It's got a very, very competent brewer. And the Devil's Peak Pale Ale is take on the sort of Californian beer using American hops, which of course give quite their own sort of character. Lots of nice upfront hoppy smells. I like it. It's refreshing. I think it's quite full flavor. It's quite light in alcohol, 3.5%. And I think this is what they term a session ale. Sit yourself down and drink away. Delicate sort of golden brown color, nice head, and then again the aromas are sort of fruity, hoppy, roasted malt, and a nice delicate beer with a sort of a lingering little tail of bitterness at the end.
Mm. Well, I think Michael, this proves that the devil doesn't just have the best songs. Sometimes he has some pretty good beers as well. I'm enjoying this. Very pleasant, very drinkable, very refreshing. A bit lighter than some of the craft beers we've tasted over our sessions, but certainly one that I would not be ashamed to order and to drink by the caseload. Debbie Fenn Flyman, what do you make of this?
I think this is really easy drinking and a great example of a new style of craft beer that we're aiming to produce in South Africa. I think this is one of those that you can easily drink the bottle. And on a hot summer's day with the weather we've been having, I'll take a case of this quite happily.
Mike Schisler, you were grunting.
No, I love this beer. I think if I look at last week's beers, this one is much more drinkable. And I would say it's more, to me, a European sort of style in a sense of, because if you go to real old breweries that the monks did and so on, you'll find that the alcohol content is 3.5-4%. And you'll find it's a much lighter beer, and it's not as see-through-ish as our beers. And this is exactly that. It is sort of a very, to me, and the taste is nice. I like that little bit of a bitterness aftertaste. It's brilliant.
Well, who can offer a better insight into the monastic world than Chris Gilmore?
A stunning beer. I know this one well. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. Where's that from, John?
It's from Chris Gilmore, that well-known analyst and poet.
It's from The Usual Suspects. But no, really, this is an amazing beer. This is a very, as Michael says, it's got great session type of characteristics. I can drink loads and loads of this. And because it's such a pure beer, there's no additives in this thing, you'll wake up in the morning feeling absolutely fine.
And go to bed feeling absolutely better.
Yes.
Jeremy, you enjoying it?
Not particularly, but then I'm not really a beery person. I think result of about 6 or 7 years walking past a certain Aldrich Pope brewery in the depths of Dorset on my way to school. And that conditioned me, as it were. And I've never enjoyed pale ales, so you're talking probably to the wrong person, John.
Well, that could be said every time we have you on the podcast, Jeremy. But I don't want to.
Yeah, I think I asked for that, didn't I?
No, you didn't. But you got it. Okay, Michael Oliphant, moving swiftly on before I get another thump from Mr. Sampson. Is this a Belgian beer? It looks from the label as if it's Belgian. La Trappe.
Yeah, Trappist Blonde. This is quite an interesting beer for me because it is a beer which undergoes a second fermentation in the bottle, very much like champagne. It's a delicate beer, nice maltiness there. There is a little bit of an undertow of sweetness, but at the back it's got a really nice bitterness in the aftertaste. It's a combination of sort of complex flavors, but it's quite a simple beer. You might find there's a little deposit in the bottle that simply comes from the sort of second fermentation that takes place. But
not from the rats in the cellar.
Yeah, absolutely. And interesting enough, it won second place in this year's European Beer Star competition. But nice beer.
I'm enjoying it, Michael. And one thing that I've neglected to mention on our last few tastings of beer is how well some beers will go with a meal. I think this would go absolutely superbly with certain maybe pub grub type foods.
Absolutely, yeah. No, this is the sort of, you know, when you sit down for a midweek supper and some sort of fairly nice simple food, it would go really well with this. And you know, if you were doing something special, it would go with it as well.
I'm enjoying it. I could certainly.
This is one beer that you wouldn't drink too much of because the alcohol content at 6.5% that we just see in the bottle in front of me is a bit of a misdemeanor offense. And I've had Belgian beers in Belgium, and I can tell you, you cannot find your hotel after a few of them.
and they call the cops misdemeanor because they just get meaner and meaner.
No, absolutely. And then you can speak to the cops in Afrikaans nogal.
Yeah. Debbie.
For me, I find this one, I know last week some people spoke about the sweetness of some of the beers, and for me, I find this a little sweet for my own palate. I do like the complexity. I like that slightly honeyed note, and I think it's far more food-friendly. It's not a beer that I would want to knock back without having some snacks around.
Jeremy?
I'm actually enjoying it more than any of the beers we've had last week or this week. I don't know if it's because it's got the word blonde on the front, but that might help as well. But I think if I was in Belgium, I'd actually enjoy a couple of these and then meet up with Mr. Vina.
Chris?
There's a great pub in the waterfront called Den Anker. It's a Belgian pub. And I've eaten there and I've drunk this there, and it's absolutely stunning. I love this. But as Mike says, I don't think you can drink... and that's probably why they give you small glasses of the stuff there. It's great.
Well, we give you small glasses of the stuff. Anyway, once again, I'm afraid we're heading towards the end of our podcast. But before we do, Michael Oliphant, just tell us how easily it has become to get a beer when you eat out.
Absolutely. I know that the wine lists are now have sort of craft beer additions to them. And especially if you go to somewhere, we were talking about Devil's Peak just now, if you go to Devil's Peak, they've got a lovely sort of very casual restaurant there too, and they give you a little wooden board with about six beer tastings on it. It is huge, huge fun, but of course not everybody lives in Cape Town, so these beers you can get through leagueofbeers.com, where they have a monthly box that they send to you, and really it's huge fun opening that box and seeing what's coming your way. They're also doing cider, interestingly enough.
Okay, and presumably you don't have to taste the wooden board. That's optional.
Absolutely.
unless you're a termite or something. Debbie?
Even here in Gauteng, there's actually a growing awareness and far more breweries. I know we're in Gauteng and Michael, you're in the Cape, so you probably haven't seen the explosion that's happened up here on the Highveld. Mm-hmm. But we last year had at least one craft beer festival in Joburg a month. And we've had three weekend events that are centered around beer. So there's as much interest in beer today as there is in wine and other forms of liquor.
Well, I'll drink to that.
It's become part of many restaurants' menus to have a few craft beers.
Absolutely.
Final thought, Michael. Sorry, I interrupted.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say that I'm very much aware of the breweries that are popping up all over the place, and there's a really good little book that's just come out called The Beer Book .co.za by a chap called Holger Meyer, and it's got literally like 500 beers and 100 breweries in it, so you can make your choice. It's a really nice little book too.
Pornography for beer lovers. Michael, once again, thank you very much indeed. Food and wine guru Michael Olivier, without whom these podcasts would be far shorter. And in the Cherbourg studio with me, we have Cape Wine Master Debbie van Flyman, Master of Wine, Mistress of all she surveys. Chris Gilmore from Absa / Barclays. Soon it may be Absa divorced from Barclays. Who knows? I'm sure Chris knows, but he's not going to tell us. Mike Schussler, yes, leading economist, where he leads, some people will follow. And last but not least, the branding person without whom these podcasts would have a much lower average age, Jeremy Sampson.
Good night, John.
I'm John Fraser. That was Divine Intervention.